Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Andy Breivik. Hey, Andy Breivik. Andy Breivin Stinson. Andy, you won the Mike O'Mara I Like Mike contest. Hey, got good news for you. Your package went out today, and it cost Carla $50. Now I've got a pissed off wife.
Thank you. All right. Anyway,
how is the post office making any money at all with prices like that?
I have no idea. Yes, we it was not the post office. It was FedEx.
FedEx.
Got to get
Andy. Maybe it wasn't FedEx. I don't know where she sent it from. Okay, I don't know the detail about that. I really don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. All right, I'm not going to care about it.
97 Wade.
Hey, Andy.
Nice letter. Thanks so much. Hope you enjoy that. Misspelled fryer. We haven't tried ours yet. We got two, you know. One's in my kitchen. One's on the way to you. Hope you're happy. 50 clams. I love our listeners. Right, anyway.
I wonder how much less than $50 the casino paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
With all of its misspellings and Japanese goodness.
I know when something's misprinted or there's something slightly off. And the idea that it ended up at an Indian reservation maybe makes me, it just makes me feel like they don't have to abide by the same laws as we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I say to that?
What's that?
Laws schmaws.
102.7
It's a casino, ladies and gentlemen. They don't adhere to laws. That's right. Who cares about laws? That's right. All they care about is taking your money. Not Andy Breivik. He's getting an air fryer. Congratulations, S&D.
And can you really mess up fries? No.
No.
Well, no, I mean, it's a health issue. You should be aware of that, Mr. Santana.
My mother has an air fryer. I've used it before. Yes.
Have you? You've used it? How do you rate it? I've never had it.
Plantains.
Hey, how was your weekend?
We're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
Right.
We make
to the top, please.
We make plantain. Well, she does. I don't do the cooking. My mom does.
Mike, a plantain is kind of like a big banana.
She'll make yuca in it. A lot of potato or banana. Anything she would fry, she puts in the air fryer now.
Could you do bacon?
I don't think you could do. You probably could do bacon, but it wouldn't be. For some reason, I feel like the little tray, at least the one that she has,
right,
isn't conducive to bacon.
Yeah, because you have to have some sort of like drainage. The grease has to go somewhere. It's going to run.
All I know is when we're talking about plantains, I'm playing the wrong music. I really am. How those air fried plantains, baby.
You got the bass just right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dead on.
Hope I'm not blowing your
You hit the post on a song you didn't know. It was phenomenal.
What does she? Where
your plantain stay, Shane?
Yeah.
What does she cook besides plantains in her air fryer?
Oh, she's got yuca chips she makes?
Yuca chips?
Your cousin? Your nephew?
No, that's Luca.
Oh, okay, good.
Yuca is the stuff that comes out of the Amazon.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then you fry it so you can eat it.
that you can eat.
And let's not forget empanada!
1, 2, 3, 4
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Esta nena es muy sabrosita, baby.
Oh, empanada, señorita.
Hey, tú, saca a tu chico, mira, ponte a bailar. Baila este ritmo que te...
Oh, God. Sorry. We've gone to a new level that you now know the one that says, hi, guys.
You played enough.
Yeah,
you
suppose.
Know, that's the way it is. You know, having a great, great time. No, but let's get back to Andy Breivik, shall we?
WLS in Chicago.
Hey, Andy Breivik. Hope you're going to enjoy your air fryer.
Throw some empanadas in there, some yuca, and some plantains. Have yourself a Bolivian bonanza meal. Enjoy yourself, Andy. Sending it to you cost me $50 American.
Marching band came down. Yeah.
$50 American.
$50 American. Yes, sir. Happy Monday, everybody. Yeah. Hope you're doing well. Hey, listen, let's stop this top three hijinks. I know. Hey, listen, a lot of people I know are going to be, you'll say, hey, Mike, why don't you just keep doing it? Why don't you do it for the whole show? And I say, no, we got business to take care of.
Yeah, monkey.
We have intern Andrea, who is in the studio with us right now.
Morning.
And I was told by the boys up in Washington, D.C., that
yes,
we have a romance update. Do we?
Yes. It's very upsetting, actually. But I'll talk
really? You're upset with it? Is this romance concerning you,
yeah,
Andrea?
Yeah, it does concern me, but it's like I started talking to this girl, and it was perfect. Okay. The conversation was amazing. Okay?
Yeah,
we start out and like talk about food.
Can you stop for a second? Because talking to you is just like listening to your promos. It's like totally. I mean, I've never met anyone that
change.
Gets the concept.
Okay.
No, don't change a goddamn thing. talking to you is just like it's like when you get a celebrity on the show and he gives you just like it
just
is
what
on
you
the
want.
TV
yeah.
show. It's just what I want. So you're talking to this girl.
So I'm talking to this girl, and the conversation is fantastic. Couldn't be better, right?
Yes.
And like, what starts to happen is like we organized to go out, and it was good. Everything was good. Everything was fantastic. Then, like, the day comes that we have to go out. I spend hours preparing. Okay? If I don't leave the house looking like a blend between Michael Jackson and Michael Jackson when he was young and Bruno Mars, then I'm not leaving the
house. Oh, so you're styling a little bit.
Yeah, I'm styling a little bit.
Speak up.
Please.
Then, like, what kind of starts to happen is, like, the time nears that, like, we're supposed to meet.
Yes.
She has me wait for hours outside.
Oh.
And then she texts me last second and she tells me I cannot come.
Oh, you got stood up.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she doesn't explain why. And then like later on, she like wants to resume the cannoli conversation.
Oh,
and I was like, you had me wait for you for hours.
Oh, that harlot.
You don't have permission. To even mention cannoli.
No, you say the cannoli conversation. Is that code?
Kind of, yes. He's what it is he puts his food posts up to troll.
Yes.
The Andrea putting those food posts up
fishing.
On social media is the equivalent of a guy taking a dog out to a park and trying to hope that he lands a woman with that. So
very true.
She's all about. Did you get a look at her before this, or did you book this date sight unseen?
It was like unseen. Like we both went to American University, so we like both knew each other.
Okay.
But we never actually met. So, like, when the minute she told me that, like, she loves me, it was really weird because I was like, never saw me before.
But
I
she
never
loves
saw
your
you.
Posts.
No,
she
but
she loves you talking about cannoli.
I Dude. Know. Yes.
So, are you mad at her?
No, I'm a little upset. I'm not mad.
Will you continue the relationship? Will you try to rendezvous again?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
All
right.
Now, was this the girl that you said that you did not like her because she got along too well with you? Like, you
no,
guys
it's
didn't
not like,
fight?
It's not like I didn't like her because we always got along. It's like, I was confused.
But you've never had any physical contact with her.
No. But, like, what I told
Pony... Dangerous.
What I told Pony was, like, Pony.
Pony.
It was like,
Pony.
Pony. I said, Pony, I don't understand. She and I never disagree, and then like we disagreed one time when she like really
online
made me, yeah where she like really made me upset. Like, she sends me a song and she's like, I dedicate this song to you. And then she's like, what song are you dedicating to me? I was like, who do you think you are? Like, requesting
stuff.
But
the important thing here, Andre, is you have not had real contact with her.
Yes, which is awesome.
So I'm totally confused. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Here's what I want to know. Will there be a rendezvous? Did you express your displeasure to her for
I did.
Showing up?
Yeah, I did. And she was like, yeah, but like the day I can see you is like on Tuesday. And like, I agree to that. But the thing she doesn't know about that is.
So
You schedule a date for her.
Yes.
You wait patiently, yes, thinking this is the woman that I want to meet.
Oh, my God, yes.
And she's a total no-show. Is there a chance she could be, this could all be like a lady that has no intention of doing this? I don't know. I've never done the online experience.
Yeah, as I said, I don't understand. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Keep us posted. Keep us posted. And let us know.
Did you see her, like, even a picture of her on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I did. Like, I know who she is.
Does she look like someone famous? Like, a comparison to a celebrity?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
No.
No. So, I mean, is she blonde? Can you give us any sort of... So she's not
black hair like I do.
Okay.
Did you guys swap any pics?
Like, hot pics? No.
Wow.
No,
that happened last year with someone
I got
else.
One thing to say about all this.
Oh, no.
I mean, I live this segment up for Christ's sake. I got a theory about this, Andrea. I got a theory about all this online crap. Let me tell you this. There's a reason she didn't show up. Okay? There is a reason she didn't show up. It's pretty obvious to anybody who's in the know. She didn't show up because she's a man.
When he said she has black hair like me, it really is like his. It's man's hair.
Yeah. So, well, good luck, Andrea. Keep us posted.
Thank you, buddy.
Keep us in the loop, and we'll keep tabs on you and your love life. And you know, I went into this old soundboard and I found three Oscar insults from Rob
from
months ago.
Oh, really?
I don't know what they? I have no idea.
Oscar, I know you're still nursing a hurt back, and we really appreciate you coming in today because we know how sensitive you can be when you're on your period.
Okay.
Nah. Medium.
Well, Oscar, you're back today, and I want you to know that you were missed by the guy I gave $10 to try to hit you with his car.
Okay, now I remember why we put that in soundboard number 40 and retired that bit.
Down low.
That's how
very
stimulating
low.
That was.
It very
was,
low.
Yeah, when I try to tap Rob's inner mean, it doesn't work. You know, it does that. Speaking of Rob, it's time to start the show. When we come back, we're going to, we have a new name for Rob Spiewak on the show. He's the good luck charm. Yes, hooray. We'll talk
it's
to him in a minute.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We'd like to sleep together, if it's all right with you.
What do you mean?
We'd like to sleep together in the same room. Same bed. If it's not offensive to you.
All three of you?
No, just two.
You and Billy?
No.
Not Chelsea and Billy?
No.
That leaves Chelsea and you then.
That's right.
Why would I find that offensive? You're not planning on doing something unusual, are you?
No. Just.
Doesn't seem too offensive. As long as you're quiet. Chelsea always slept in the same bed with her husband. Ethel and I do, you know. We sleep together, been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I guess I'd be delighted to have you abuse my daughter under my own roof. Would you like the room where I first violated her mother? Or would you be interested in the master bedroom? Ethel and your boy and I could sleep out back. You could do it right here on the hearth. Like that idea?
And what is the bottom line on this illicit sex question?
Very good. That was a good speech. Bottom line. Yeah, you're a bottom line man. All right, here's the bottom line. Okay. You seem like a nice man. Bit verbose, but nice.
Thank you.
Let's get back to talking about sex. Anything you want to know, just ask me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the heart of our nation's capital in the very busy Podcast Village studios today. I feel like I'm watching a beehive right now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app with coded bookmarks. Great media controls.
customized settings and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it. You guys are looking at me like, is there something wrong with
this? No, you look great.
No, you're awesome.
This is all internal.
Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And brought to you by Harry's. I never know what sponsors are going to be joining us on any particular day. I was hoping we would have a Harry's spot today because the fact is, there it is, I said it. Harry's is one of my favorite products in the whole wide world.
But that is a fact, so it's okay that you said that.
I use the Harry's razor, I use the Harry's shave gel, and I use the Harry's face wash to wash my entire body. Here's a fact. I've never had a better shave. Harry stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. It's probably not for a guy.
No.
You get into a groove and you do that. And they created a trial offer. You can claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's founders, they got tired of overpaying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. They bought a factory. It's great. They sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's can offer their blades at just $2 per blade. Try to beat that. Try it. Plus, if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they will give you a full refund. Get this special $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, five-blade razor with lubricating strip, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help this show. Start saving while you're shaving. That's what I wanted to say.
Perfect.
Sorry. Yeah, perfect.
Save
how's everything going
while
on?
You shave.
Oh, how's everything going up there? What's the real
it's
deal?
Good.
What's going on? You give me a straight answer. What's going on? They're jumping around like jumping beans up there. What the hell is it? What's going
Mike,
on?
Mike, you can do everything right, but if you miss one thing, it's all for naught, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Pony, instead of being scared there, why don't you scurry around, Rob, and do what he was trying
I'm
to do
I'm looking up the settings that I need real quick here.
No,
right, so give us a background for the listeners right now. Over the weekend, Oscar informed me that there was much work that was done.
Oh my gosh,
in the Mike O'Mara Show studios.
Hours and hours and hours and hours of work. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that at the beginning there was a lot of scurrying going around, and I was just kind of curious because much tweaking was done for. We're always improving on this show. We're trying to make it better.
Yeah.
We give you the new app. We give you new cameras. We give you new YouTube. It takes a while sometimes, but the reason that things are like down for a while and then it comes back up is because we're always changing,
right? Mm-hmm.
And we're not CBS. We're not NBC.
Oh,
we don't throw $75,000 at something. We do it on our own. And
right.
We get things right and we try to do it. So that was the background that they did. What Saturday they were in here?
We were here Sunday, Mike. The
Sunday,
Lord's Day.
Yesterday.
The Lord's Day.
You were here on the Lord's Day.
Yes.
Working hard. And how did everything go?
Everything went swimmingly. The guys, it's amazing what we can do if we're not trying to do everything right before the show, because that's what fits our schedules best, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said to the guys, look, you don't have a deadline. We can do this the right way. We can RJ this. We can do it the...
We did not do the Diaz
the
method.
Santana way. We can do whatever we want, right? Now,
right.
The classic RJ is a towel over the shoulder. Look like you're busy, but you're really not.
And bring in a series of backpacks.
Yes, a lot of gear that's never used.
Saving bad cable just in case.
The Santana way is let's be as efficient as possible and nobody yell at each other, which is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That worked.
All right.
Outside of getting kicking ESPN off the air for 2 seconds, everything was fine.
Yes.
Ooh, wow.
No, but that was during a commercial break. And like a pit crew, when that happened, they got right back on. They're like, welcome to the morning roast. I'm your host, Dominique Foxworth, right in time, time, which is amazing, right?
So that worked. And
that
then,
worked, yes.
So everything was ready to go.
And then
you came in today and what
I
happened?
Came in today and the guys had everything ready to go and the broadcast started and my eyeballs are on you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm being completely honest, we have a dashboard for Skype at all times because that's what you use just for the video component, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it says your name and your address on the top left-hand corner. and it's not your full name, but it's a show. This is just for the studio, right?
Right.
Oh, so I'm scared.
My personal address.
No.
Jesus Christ, that scared me. That was information. Yeah. You mentioned my address was on the Skype. What the frig?
The Skype address we use for you on our computer, right? Which is fine right now. But it just takes one person to call this address and knock you off, like Gary Stein does.
Okay.
So
all right.
The fire drill is, hey, let's get that address off that screen. That's what
Did they do it right now?
Yes.
It's still a work in progress. Work in progress. So.
Who's doing it?
Pony right now is taking care of it.
Oh, God, I'm screwed.
But luckily,
no, you're good.
He doesn't
you're
have to right. talk. We do. So we can continue doing the show. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now I understand.
Yes.
I don't understand. That's wonderful. Yeah. All right. I know there are people out there going, oh, they're talking about technical stuff. I'm sorry. I'm curious. And that's how I communicate with the guys.
Yeah, that's how we do things.
We see each other for 10 minutes before the show, and then we start, and then that's the way it goes. I want to talk about Rob Spiewak and his good luck charm sitting at the Capitals game on Saturday night. And you were there for a spectacular contest.
I want to first off thank Ralph Rice for giving me the tickets and setting me up with beautiful seats to see best game of the year. It was fantastic.
You know, really, I understand you want to thank Ralph, but I really
I want to thank Mike O'Mara for introducing me to Ralph Rice and making that possible and moving away.
Moving away, yes. Thank you very much. Because I was thinking about this, that you're now enjoying something that I've enjoyed for my entire life. I've been a hockey fan,
mm-hmm.
and I was a motorcycle enthusiast. That's how I met Ralph. And I was a hockey fan, and Ralph and I commiserated over hockey when we met each other.
Right.
And then the worlds came together, and we have to full disclosure.
Right.
You only attend the game. The first time you went to a game, you really only attended because it was free.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have spent your hard-earned dollars to do that.
Probably not.
And even on Saturday night, you managed to put a post up bitching about the price of a beer when you were getting a free ticket.
Yeah.
To the game. So that's what got you there. I would like to think now, after all these years, you've been to multiple games in multiple years with multiple family members,
right.
And you may be, in fact, somewhat of a fan.
Oh, I love watching it. And it is the best in-person sport to watch.
Yes.
I mean, some people say, you know, football is a more exciting, more popular sport. But if you're at a football game, it's not as easy to watch. It's not as fun to watch as it is on a television because it's a sport for TV. Hockey in person, you don't realize on television how fast it is. You don't realize how hard the hits are because they can be hit 18 feet in front of you against the glass. It's staggering. Right.
And
also,
it's playoff hockey, which is
amazing.
Another level. And it's one of the great rivalries in sports, the Washington Capitals against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And they won on Saturday night. Rob was there with his wife, and they were enjoying
it. There was a lot on the line. There was a lot on the line.
Was this Carrie's first game?
She's been to four or five games probably.
Okay.
But it's the first one in like a year, I think. The last one she went to was in November. And so it was just a great night. We had a fairly easy ride into the city and found our seats, saw some people I knew, which was very cool, and then watched the game. And then it was always a contest. That's what was cool. It was not a blowout in one direction or the other. And then there was one point in the third period when the Caps scored 30 seconds apart from each other, two goals in a row, which when you're not even seated from the goal that was just scored.
Are you talking about the empty netters?
Yes. It was unreal.
That's the big sigh of
relief. Oh, my God.
And there is a feeling among Washington Capitals fans of there's a fatalist streak within the Caps fans. So when they got the empty net goals, and this is real hockey minutia, if you don't like hockey, get bent. We're talking about the
kick
playoffs.
Rocks.
It's a big deal in Washington, D.C. The empty netters were the insurance because when the Caps are up by one goal, you think it's elusive. And I had said to my friend Ralph, who I text with during almost every game, I had said to Fried, this is it. I know it's silly to say that with the fifth game in a seven-game series. I said, this is it. Whoever wins this is going to win the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I said. Now, that was before the game. Let me retract it now under the DGH clause.
Yes.
The don't get happy. I don't mean that.
Okay.
Okay. They won the fifth game. They've taken a 3-2 lead. Means nothing.
Okay. They have to keep pedal to the metal. That's what they have to do. But it was fabulous. It was exciting. And there you were. And I texted you and I even said, give my best to your date.
Yes.
Referencing Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
There, Carrie, who I don't know what her problem is with us, but we, that's a yes.
There was one thing that made it even better. I mean, when you're at a great hockey
game.
You're
not going to address that?
You can't.
Just leave it and move on?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
So, because we're here to talk hockey.
Yeah, yeah. But he just gave you an open to address why your wife hates him.
She doesn't hate you.
At least say that. You moved on.
But you can't win on this one. I can't win. So why fight a battle I can't win? She's
really awkward.
Does not hate you, Mike. She does not hate you.
I didn't say that.
Now it's not. I mean, who could believe you now? You
didn't I didn't say that prompted she hates you with me. That.
Oscar
I didn't
said
say that.
That
at all.
Oscar said it.
So Carrie, the only obvious point that I should make is Carrie engages with fans of this show on a far more regular and significant basis than she does with anyone on this show.
Okay.
That's the only irrefutable fact.
I'm fine with her hating me. I've made peace with that.
Good.
But Mike, the boss.
She doesn't hate Mike. Why would you say that?
Because you're not saying anything. You just mowed on with that after he made such a egregious allegation. You're like, oh, yeah, that's true. Moving on.
Well, no, he didn't allege anything. He said he didn't know what. And you said that there's hatred. And there's no hatred. He never brought that up.
What is there?
There's. What do you mean?
If it's not hatred, what is it?
It's ambivalence.
Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know what it is. You're married to her, for the love of Christ.
Yeah. Do you ever think of asking your wife two questions?
What are the questions?
Why are you making my life so hard at work?
I've never asked her that. Maybe tonight's the night.
Tonight might be the night.
All right. Very good. But may I address something about the hockey game?
It does
involve my date, okay, as a matter of fact.
One thing
that made the game especially good is we were surrounded by really great fans and really enthusiastic fans. Even before anything had been scored, they were yelling. You know the ladies that get all dressed up, all hot and mm-hmm. slutty, and go to a hockey game because they're there to be seen? And, you know, and they're in their high heels.
God love them, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful part of the presentation. But mm-hmm. the lady at the top of our... The lady at the top of our
you're something else.
What do you mean?
Even before anything had been scored.
Mm. That's right.
Just the way you talk about sports. It's
all right.
Just funny.
Mike, I come from a broken home.
I understand. Okay. So what you were
normally
you
there's a lady. There's
people
a lady.
In the city dress up.
That's right.
Weird.
Okay. There's normally a lady or a gentleman at the top of your section that will stop
an usher.
Yeah, they will stop people from entering.
All right, the way
during
it works.
The play.
During play, you're not allowed to go to your seat.
Right.
It's one of the things that's standard in the NHL. They don't let you go to your seat because the game moves so fast and you can miss stuff. You can't have people like at a baseball game. And by the way, I think it sucks that they ought to do it at all sports.
Yeah.
I hate it when people are going in. Everybody's been to a major sporting event where you get the family that gets the hot dogs. Then the family gets the popcorn. Then the family gets the souvenir. Then the and they're up and down, and the game is incidental. You're not allowed to do that at a hockey game because they stop you at the very top of your section.
They have a
and
stick
there's a
with
line.
Paddle, yeah.
What?
They have a paddle that says stop.
A ping pong
stop.
Paddle.
Yeah, it looks like a ping pong
that's
paddle.
New. That's new. It just used to be the ushers, but they stop you, and then you once the whistle blows, and sometimes it can be 5-6 minutes before the whistle blows, then you can go back to your seat. And if you bitch about that, it means you haven't been to a hockey game, and also, well, maybe excuse me, lard ass. Maybe you don't want to get your eat on. 5 minutes into the first period. So that's it.
These people are coming up and down the aisle. I guess our usher had stepped away from her post, and all the people around me are just yelling like a goal has just been scored at the people. Rules of play! Rules of play! Rules of
like
play, you stupid bitch!
Those are season. Those are
it was,
those are
it was
season
so great. It was so great. And one lady just said, all I know is I'm going to put my foot out just enough to trip her. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to trip her.
So these people rolled in while the play was in.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
But then one day stop and play, two people come down and sit next to us. Carrie and I are two seats in, so there's the two seats that are next to the aisle, and a gentleman and his lady sit there next to us. The lady is next to me, and she's lovely. I'd say she's probably about 30, but very put together, and the game is going on, and Sometimes she says,
what like, do you mean very put together?
Rob, if you go back and listen to this first segment of the show,
yeah,
you sound like a monster.
Okay.
Give yourself the thing.
So Jesus. I'm a monster. Yeah,
yeah. You can't be put together at 30?
No, she's I'm describing. You know, she's lovely. How about that? Okay.
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
She looks like she is blonde. I would say like almost like a who was the really pretty lady on the View that was married? Hasselbeck. She looks like a little bit like Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Okay.
I mean,
when? That's fine with me.
Yeah, like a 35-year-old Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Is any of this description of the women slutty and put together?
Yeah, right.
In like, this, you're doing it in a disinterested way. Is any way. Of this description of it because maybe you were there with your wife and you couldn't?
No, not at
like,
all.
If you were there with the guys, it would have been you.
Because this lady right. was pretty. And then, you know, they're fighting out on the, they're out on the ice.
What'd the guy look like?
Was the guy was, he looked like a country singer. Normal guy, short beard. Okay. So, but he's not really part of the story.
Nice descriptor.
So I'm here with Luke Bryan and this pretty lady, and okay. They're on the far end of the ice because our seats are on the corner.
Far end of the row.
No, the team is at the far end of the ice. Is what
the
I'm saying.
Team's at the far end. I understand.
And I hear this lady next to me go, "I don't think the refs are watching the game." And the voice was so low, I had to stop and look at her. Her voice was distressingly low. And then it came the yelling.
The pretty lady's
yes,
voice?
Her voice was like lower than mine. And it
like
startled me.
Like a smoker's
me.
Voice?
No, just low.
Low.
And it was really troubling. And then she started this chant. She said, "I'm blind. I'm deaf. I want to be a ref. I'm blind. I'm deaf. I want to be a ref." But it sounded like, you know,
like Loud Goat's cousin was doing it?
Exactly. Yeah. Like it was William Stillwell.
So yeah. She's in the, I mean, she's in the seat and she's hot.
Yeah.
But she has a man's voice?
To a point that I almost said, I almost tried to figure out a way to look and see if she had an Adam's apple. Because she sounded like
a... Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Can I sit here? How you doing? I look like Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
But you
I'm
sound...
Blind.
But you
I'm deaf. I want to be a ref. I'm blind. I'm deaf. I want to be a ref.
So
yeah.
This goes on for...
Let's go Caps.
How dare
Let's
you.
Go Caps. Would you go out and get me a Yingling, please? Could I have a Yingling, please? And a pizza. I want a slice of pizza. Hi, excuse me. We'll be sitting next to you for the entire game.
And so this goes on for most of the first period, and it's distracting.
Ooh.
It's so low because she's vocal. And her voice is low, and she's talking to her country singer boyfriend, and I don't know what they're doing out there. And so I finally lean over to Carrie and said, "I don't know if you can hear this, but this lady next to me has a really low voice." And mm-hmm. She says, "It can't be that bad." And she looks over, and at that moment, the woman stands up because there's a bad call. A lot of bad refereeing in the first period.
So she's a passionate fan.
And she stands up and goes, "Oh, come on!
Come on! Come on! Come on, ref! Come on!"
And I look at Carrie, and she's got the saucer eyes. She said, "Oh, my God, did you check for an Adam's apple?" I said, "Yeah, I did. It's a lady. It's a lady."
But, come on, Ovechkin. Ovechkin! Ovechkin!
But when she yelled, "Oh, come on," I nearly made.
"I'm blind. I'm deaf. I want to be a ref."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the game?
The game was fantastic.
Yes?
Yeah, it was very, very exciting. Cool. Especially,
so you had a good time?
Oh, a blast. 100%. And then afterwards, a drink with Mr. William Stillwell. And as I told Oscar yesterday, when you go to a sports bar with GOAT, it's like walking in with Frank Sinatra.
Because, so you did the post-game match.
Yeah.
Great. You did, and how euphoric was the town?
The town was fantastic.
I saw people on the steps that were chanting and doing all that. And sports games, lots of fun and spectacular.
Tonight.
I really enjoyed it as what a Pony calls a spectacular ice soccer match.
When we let me just wrap this up by saying now potential conflict down here.
Oh, no.
Potential conflict because I love my beloved Washington Capitals, but I have to say that my enthusiasm is created by the rivalry between Pittsburgh. My distaste for that that team that I've had for years because they've been such a rivalry and they've beaten the Capitals so many times. Well, now whoever wins this series is going to come down to play the Florida team.
Yes.
So it's going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning against either the Penguins or the Capitals. And, you know, it's not the same passion. I'm going to have to really work it up. But I'm also going to probably be in the stands
for
one of those games.
Wow.
And, you're gonna see
I just
Pittsburgh
don't like the idea of going
Lightning.
To... What's that?
Pens Lightning. Oh, it's not Penn's over yet.
Penn's Lightning.
You're counting your chickens.
If it's Penn's Lightning, I'll don don the lightning garb.
Okay,
and, good. You know, go up there and have a fantastic.
I understand time, so. Game two of that series is going to be at home in Florida, and it's air fryer night. So make sure you
air
get there
fryer night. Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad you and Cindy had a good time at the game, and I look forward to a victory tonight. They're playing
yes,
tonight in Pittsburgh.
They are indeed.
So let's go. By the way, Carla just came back and gave me the UPS store receipt here. Here we are. Oh, it wasn't. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. $50.64. Enjoy the air fryer, Andy. Anyway, take care. We'll take a little break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, I'm Old Man Eyebrows, and whenever I browse the interwebs, I can't help but stumble upon the Mike O'Meara Show and the boys kvetching nonstop about nobody buying the bonus show. Well, have I got a bargain for you! Announcing the unprecedented and never-before-seen Mike O'Meara Bonus Show Early Bite Special! If you get up early and subscribe to the bonus show, you'll be guaranteed to pay the same low price as everybody else does. That's right, no crazy price gouging here. Take one extra hour a week, throw in your two ears, plus three funny guys, and a bunch of four-letter words, and that should lead you straight to MikeOmeraShow.com to find the bonus show link. Bring your dog around. I'll give him a bonus, too. And Old Man Eyebrows, he just keeps hacking.
Wow. Oh, man. It's like a Broadway show in here every day.
Isn't
it fun?
Love it. Yeah, that's Mike Pollock who did that. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Enjoyed some lovely Blue Apron over the weekend. Yummy, yummy, loving my tummy. From now until May 21st, so you don't have a lot of time with this, Blue Apron is teaming up with Airbnb to bring you the best home cooking from around the world. Each week, their menu will feature a recipe developed in collaboration with an Airbnb experiences host, like Cece,
yeah,
a chef from Shanghai who makes incredible Kung Pao chicken. I had orange chicken over the weekend from Blue Apron. Soon, you'll be making it, too. Or how about beef empanadas with roasted sweet potatoes and creamy zucchini? Creamy zucchini, that sounds yummy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The taste of Buenos Aires. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., and for good reason. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it. It's so delicious. Blue Apron is my favorite. They deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and they are yummy. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Glad to have you with us. Want to thank everybody that reached out to me over the weekend in an attempt to identify the animal feces that were in my, or perhaps... Ooh. You know, animal feces. I'm not sure.
Some sort of scat.
I went out yesterday and there was a pile when I was walking my dogs with my bags to pick up their poo.
Right.
There was a very odd looking pile of waste that was in my driveway. And it was so significant.
On the concrete.
Yeah. Now, if it's a dog, if it's obviously dog manure or dog poo, I will be the good neighbor, especially if it's in my yard. I'll pick it up.
Sure.
I hate it. I despise doing it. But this is still there because no one wants to touch it. Mm. It's nasty looking. Mm. And I couldn't identify it. And so I put out a thread saying, someone help me. And of course, I'm not going to get help. I'm going to get a wall of shtick a mile long with people doing that.
You know? But you had to expect that.
I did. From the guy saying it's Gladys from two streets over. She's off her meds all the way through. Yes, that was one of my all-time favorites that I like. Trip Affleck was the one who put up a picture and indicated to me that it may have been panther poo. Because he said it's cougar poo. He showed me cougar poo from out west, they'd say. And that's the same thing as a mountain lion, panther.
By the way, that's my pet name for Carrie.
Panther poo?
Cougar poo.
Oh, cougar poo.
Hello there, cougar poo.
Hey, cougar poo. How you doing,
what's
cougar
the panther
poo?
Population like down there?
It's not. It's significant enough where it's a possibility.
Sure.
But doubtful in a community like ours. I mean, you just wouldn't see one.
Yeah, he'd have
this
to know
close.
The code to the gate.
Yeah, you just. But there, look, we've gotten coyote.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they're coyote, who's to say they wouldn't, you know, that you wouldn't get another. All I know is I couldn't identify it, and I still haven't identified it.
You know what I'm thinking is that with the run of coyote that you've had lately, mm-hmm. maybe the panthers are there to hunt the coyote because they're going to go where
the food
is. I don't
know whether it's panther. I just, mm-hmm. I think if you had that there, somebody might notice. I don't know. It's hard to say. There are critters down here, and it's really dry, and the critters are coming out. I mean, in a week's time, I'll see anything from a bald eagle to a deer mm-hmm. to a wild turkey. There's stuff down here. There are creatures down here. And then when I heard the coyote the other day, that was a wild card. You know, I mean, I got gates and concrete, but Jesus Christ, we're in, you know, they're critters. It's Florida. There are critters all over the place.
Florida critters.
But Florida critters.
All that being said, it was maybe the funniest thread on Facebook
in about
10 years.
I thought someone hacked your account.
Yeah, it was so great.
Is that S?
You know what? Let me, yeah.
That is S.
You know,
well, he didn't have Ashley to take the picture.
Looks like an anthill.
The thing about it.
And don't make a mountain out of it.
No.
The thing about it is I do it. I really, I know it's going to. I really, when I'm doing it, I'm doing it because I legitimately want to see what's going on. You know, and I wrote, attention excrement experts, this little gem was deposited in my driveway overnight, and if it doesn't belong to one of my neighbor's pups, or, God forbid, one of the residents, it must be some Florida wildlife. Any insightful analysis would be greatly appreciated, and please keep the shtick down to a dull hum. As a reminder, we have had some coyotes wandering around lately, and I'm taking a good look at it right now. It just, it's nasty looking. I don't know what's in
it. Did you end up picking it up?
Nope, still there.
Good.
Still there, drying in the hot Florida sun.
Yeah, it's hot down there. You know,
I'd like to thank the owner of KCJJ, Mr. Steve Bridges, who was the one of the first people to post online and said, are you just going to leave it there? All right, thanks, Steve. The answer is yes, it's still there, but it's
get the shovel.
And then Merle writes, he'll get an intern to get it eventually. Merle. Anyway, I don't know why I did that.
Merle.
Let me see. Going down through the line right here. I see. Why don't they just give you all the comments? Why is it view less, view more?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, speaking of interns.
Yes.
Dan O'Brien is here after we had the big conversation about Dan O'Brien.
Oh, that's true.
How is he doing?
He was quiet upon entrance.
Yes. He's dressed nice, as he always is. Again,
hard shoes.
He's good looking. He's white. He looks put together. He's here today.
Would it be worthy of bringing him in to do a little inquisition?
Yes. He did say, can I have 5 minutes of your time?
All right. So we're going to do that. Let me just, we'll take a break after. Right. Let me just go through. I want to see if I've got anything funnier. It's not coyote. Theirs is more like dog. John Stump writes penguin.
Obviously.
Penguin.
Very penguin rare, poo. But not unheard of.
Penguin poo. And then the picture, Ben Levin, of Jeff Goldblum standing next to the pile of dinosaur poo. That was funny, too. Ben Ramsey writes, homeless person. Warren K says, taste it.
Oh, no.
You know, Dave, my guy. This is a guy from Glastonbury, my hometown,
really?
That I met at the reunion. He said, looks like S to me. people have fun with this. I'm glad I gave it's from
the mayor.
It's
an excellent thread, yeah.
Let me see. And then let me see. President of the Homeowners Association. All right, that's enough of that. Thank you very much for all the participants. I didn't get you all on there, you know.
President of the HOA is pretty strong.
Kevin writes, crikey, it could be the elusive gator deuce. We got funny listeners, man. We really do. We'll take a break and, he brought his name up.
Yeah.
Dan O'Brien. We were pretty rough on old Dan over the weekend.
Tough
you know,
love.
He had a lot to think. Tough love on Friday. Let's see what Dan has to respond to. And just a little warning to our listening audience. When he comes in here and he has his time, that's time that I'm not going to be able to reimburse you for. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First. With interest rates on the rise, now is the time to refinance your home so you can take cash out and pay off debt before rates go even higher. It makes sense, but it's not an easy process. And if you don't know what you're doing, you are dead in the water.
Every time.
But you don't need to be an expert, because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you'll still be okay. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you so you save money.
Money.
I promise you they will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention. They take you personally, okay? Or they take it personally. It's personal.
Hey, very personal. Very personal.
They're good persons there. They personally deal with you personally. They give you the attention. They give you the attention you need, because they do, and they do it from the time you fill out your application until the time they're shaking your hand in the parking lot after you got all your money squared away. Because they take it personally. They're not offended.
No,
no,
no.
But it's personal attention. They don't take. It's not like you'll say, "Hey, that's a nice jacket," to the other guy across the table, and they'll say, "Well, my jacket's nice too."
Yeah, I take that personally. Yeah.
You really need to act now. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. License in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Crazy show today. Lots going on. Really, really strange.
A lot happening.
On last week's show, the topic I started with was, why does Rob hate Dan O'Brien?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it got into the whole explanation. You guys got very serious and very heavy, because you know what? The interns and their relationship to us, we really, really take our interns seriously.
We do.
We like to mentor them. We like to make sure that their career development in here, that we send them out of here better than they came in.
Yes.
And so you guys got all real heavy and did like 25 minutes on Dan O'Brien. And Oscar, can you give us just the thumbnail of what did you say about Dan, what the thing was?
I said
Dan
this O'Brien. Early in the show. I said this on Friday. I'll say it again. Dan is a good-looking white man. He's got a lot going for him. Except for the fact that he is still growing as a professional. Mm-hmm. And like we all have at that age, quite frankly, he's 25. And there's a little bit of a analysis paralysis on his end. We all blame Debbie O'Brien, his mother.
That's right. All
right. Now, Dan, who I'm quite fond of, and the Dan the Fan Man campaign, one of my all-time favorites on the Mike O'Mara Show. Dan has asked for some time to come in and explain his situation. And I have to confess, when it comes to interns, the only way I get the interns is through this magic box down here in FLA. I'm not there behind the scenes, so I don't see a lot of the stuff you guys talk about. Let's bring in Dan O'Brien right now and find out exactly what's going on with Dan.
Good morning. It's okay. Dan the Fan Man telling you about what I do wrong.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And now he's 500 miles away. I'd really like to be able to hear him.
Get the send to him.
And give the
I mean, all day. Really, it's just please. Been, can we, for the love of God, please.
Can I ask you a question, Rob? Does your left hand work at all? Because all I see you use is your right hand.
Hey, you want to see it work in your face?
Yeah. Okay. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike? Can you hear me
I'm
well?
Doing good. Now, I can hear you slightly better, as it always is. So, Dan, you were, they were pretty rough on you the other day when they were talking about you're sweating the details and getting the details done, and you wanted to come in with counterpoint or your own point. The floor is yours, Mr. O'Brien.
So some of what was said on Thursday is definitely accurate.
Yes.
I think the big thing that was really taken from Thursday was the analysis paralysis.
Yes.
That was a problem for me. But when it comes to being...
Now, can I stop you right there? Because I like to explain what's going on if people are hearing this for the first time. The analysis paralysis with giving Dan a job and he overthinks it. He thinks too much and he actually overthinks it, so he actually doesn't even get the job done. That's what they were talking about. All right. So you're saying that was a legitimate gripe.
That was a legitimate gripe, but that's not going to be a problem anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it taken care of. I'm going to make sure I'm better. Anytime that I get any sort of criticism that's a legitimate criticism, I make sure I fix it. That's who I am. So I'm not just going to sit back and say, ah, I have a problem. I'm just not going to, I'm going to wait and just hope it goes away sometime. I'm going to get it taken care of.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be a problem anymore.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Rob, you're strangely silent right
now.
No,
I'm listening to his analysis.
Your face is telling me that perhaps you're skeptical.
Well, you know, it's very easy to say that. That's what I'm saying is that, you know, I'd like to see this in action.
Yeah, but he's not Diego.
No, this is true. You know, and that's why I'm optimistic. I'm not skeptical. I'm optimistic, but I do know that the proof is in the pudding. And I do have a follow up. How much do you blame your mother and your upbringing for this situation that you were in, that you're not any longer?
Well, let me ask this, Dan, and I'll follow up on that one. Were you criticized at home? Were your folks a little rough on you?
What do you mean, take out the trash? Should I take out all the trash? Should I take out the recycles and the trash?
Well, Rob, that's not the case. When you have an Italian mother telling you what to do, you do it.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just matter of fact. Was Dad, was Mr. O'Brien involved at all? And, you know, was what when you get a little analysis paralysis, which is a term I love.
Yes.
That's usually because you don't want to screw up. And I know from coming from an Irish family, and I've discussed it on the show, in an Irish household, it's all about the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading the blame, accepting the blame. Did you have any of that growing up?
No, that wasn't really a problem that I had for my mom. My mom is perfect, so let's not say that she has any problems.
Why did you decide to become this man?
It's just who I was from when I was born, but I'm getting it fixed. And nobody really called me out on it.
Okay.
So it's just something that
I love this. I do too.
I totally. This is not expected. I expect.
Unexpected.
By the way, if it was another intern, I believe the name is Garcia. we would get explain.
Yeah.
Deflect. This is complete ownership.
Yeah.
This is a problem that I have, and I'm going to get it fixed.
Look at you, man.
But Rob, I will show it to you. I'm not just going to say.
Okay,
I'll do this,
I understand.
Do this.
I understand. What steps are you taking to correct it?
Well, it's just going to be as simple as, you know, when you tell me to take out the trash, I'm not going to be like, oh, this bin. I'm just going to do it.
All right.
It's just going to be as simple as doing and not talking.
And also, you said that you've never been called out on this before.
Right.
So in a way, isn't your mother to blame for not calling you out?
My mother is not to blame.
He said, "Step off about Debbie."
By the way,
you're going up. You do not want to go.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
You know I love you, Debbie.
Debbie O'Brien is one of my favorite human beings,
and
I will not have her name besmirched on this particular program.
I shall not besmirch it. You know I adore her, and I just wanted to get to the root of the problem. That's all.
The root of the problem is with me. And I do want to say quickly to my mom, who is listening, I'm so happy. Congratulations to you and Dad on 30 years of marriage. And I did get them some pro flowers for that.
Look at this guy. Dan, pro flowers.
Yes, Mike.
Team Wesco.
Oh, Dan, I just kind of hate to do this, but it's my natural journalist that I just... Dan, you just kind of went by Dad really quick. I didn't hear you. You kind of jumped right at, and is there?
And you
is
know,
there
Dad didn't show up when they were in town to visit. Mom visited.
Is Dad part of the? I mean, is everything okay with this? I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine too.
No,
but I mean,
that's fine.
What's the deal with? No, is Dad still with us?
Yes, Dad is still with us.
Is Dad
functioning?
He's functioning. He's still kicking.
Is he still with Mama?
Yes, he's still with Mom. 30 years of marriage.
Yeah, 30 years.
Just 30 years of marriage.
They're waiting for divorce. They just want to wait for the kids to die.
The papers haven't been finalized. No. Everything is great with my mom and my dad. It's just the reason I didn't talk about my dad is because we haven't really talked about him on air.
He's not a character on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Does he not want to be talked about on the show?
No, it's just my mom is very similar to me. So when there are a lot of jokes in the show that I get, my mom's going to get them. My dad might not get them so much.
Were you raised in a traditional Irish household? And when I say that for people that might not know what that is, say an average Wednesday after work, 7 o'clock, Dad comes home, you know, and the conversation would go something like that. I noticed your room isn't clean. Get upstairs and get the
fucking room clean or I'll throw all your clothing out of the window into the driveway.
Mike, okay. My dad is not a leprechaun.
Okay, I understand.
He's a cop. He was a cop a firefighter and a Marine.
So the
he's
fear factor. Lawman.
Oh my God. He's an old school, by the book, very sort of it's the way it is type of guy.
Irish cop.
Oh, now I'm afraid of him. Yeah. I'm afraid of him too.
But when he got home, did he still answer to mom? Because mom is a pretty domineering force in your house.
Not if he's a cop. Not if he's a cop. Okay.
But you're missing something. It's an Italian mom.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a battle of the sexes. It's an Italian mom and an Irish cop.
Oh my God!
That cancels out the Irish.
This is like this could be a Broadway play
or a Coppola movie.
The O'Brien. It's coming to NBC. Yes,
it's an Irish dad and an Italian mom and Dan the Fan Man.
I think the show on NBC would just be called O'Brien.
O'Brien. Let me ask you this, Dan. So was that your father's vocation throughout his entire life?
Right after he got out of high school, he basically joined the Marines in the 80s and was out in Japan, I believe in Okinawa. And then after that, when he came back, he became a cop and a volunteer firefighter for about a decade and a cop for probably about almost 25 years.
Wow.
And so did you ever have any interest in law enforcement at all?
I mean, when you're Irish, there's basically a lot of interest in trying
to
serve the community.
It's in your blood.
Oh, yeah.
It's in your blood. Open up the door, Clancy. We're coming in.
You're going to see a badge one way or another.
You're going to see a badge one way or another.
I love that you walked in here like a man and owned what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
There was no my feelings are hurt. I can't believe you did this, yada, yada. No, you're like, thank you. I needed to hear that. I am going to address it.
Yeah, look, I'm taking this as tough love. Yeah. It's tough, but it's still loving. It's still you guys looking out in my best interest. Thanks, Pony.
But might be more like tough like.
No, I think like's a strong word.
It's tough love for me. I don't know what these animals
are. All right,
I can't speak for Pony.
Dan, let's ask about your relationship with Rob. How is Mr. Spiewak? How has he been treating you?
Start professional, then you can go to our personal relationship.
Professionally, he has been good.
I love that.
Yeah, and you know what? Right back at you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and personally, there's something going on here.
Yeah,
There's something going on here.
Is there a feud?
They
can smell each other. Palace hacks.
Yeah, you lay it on the. You know, we're all friends here, Dan.
Yeah,
and
All right.
Just keep it real.
I was a little surprised by the remark you said on Thursday. Well, some of the remarks when you said that I talk too much in the morning, and that you think I'm the most boring person ever.
Well, you do talk a lot. You didn't today. Today you were great. You didn't talk at all.
Well, he takes it. He owns it. And he moves forward. But
But as far as the boring,
that was incredibly cruel.
That was really mean.
Yeah, it is. But we have had other interns through many years, and I would have others that are a little more dazzling on the personality scale than Dan. But Dan
now,
has other qualities.
Why do you say that again? Why do you say that he's right here? And and don't talk to me. Talk to him.
Dan, I would say this: when you make your small talk, it doesn't have to be that small. It's really, really small.
What makes it small?
You just needed to tell me that personally.
Okay, I suppose
you're
right.
What small talk, though?
Like, how was your weekend? How are your kids? It's really, really tiny
stuff.
What
a prick.
Well, no.
What a prick.
Hey, I'm sorry for asking.
What a nasty guy that he's saying that.
But no, I'm just saying that some of the weather, comments on the weather, how are things, just generic small talk. Almost like elevator talk that you would almost have with someone you don't know.
Okay,
you've
but
known
you
this guy for 2 years.
That's what I'm saying.
You could have told me that.
He doesn't know what to talk to you about. He's trying to find
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Let me. Let me ask you this, Rob. What would you want from him? You because you're gregarious in the morning. You talk. I hear you talking to everybody in the room. You're not. It's not. I want to paint the picture of
it's
Rob.
Not a
be
mute
accurate
room.
Here.
No, certainly
Rob,
not.
Rob is not averse to having conversation, right?
No. Maybe you could bring in a joke.
Do you really want to hear one of my jokes, though?
Maybe.
You don't want to hear
my joke. Try something
different. You're making that up.
He doesn't want to hear my
voice. Try something different. And you also, something that does really get to me is that you have a very set pattern when you talk. And if
his talking pattern bothers you,
well, there's one particular thing that does.
I am sorry that my cadence is
not
good enough
cadence.
For you.
It's almost the way you're almost Siri-like in that if I say something nice back to you, it's, well, I appreciate that.
That could not be further from the truth.
So it's just there is a mechanicalness to his
in the other room in our production room. I just saw Andrea and Emily high five each other.
Oh no!
I don't know what is going on. Either they're high fiving.
I'm on your side.
They're not
pal.
On the hot seat, or they're high fiving because like Rob just hit the mark.
Yeah, but you see, God. Here's the thing. I love having Dan here. I would never think of anything moving him out of the process because he's valuable to the team. But there are certain aspects of talking with him that allow me to think, he might just be boring. And I'm sure he's got bad things to say about me, too. And that's fine.
Is there anything you would like to say?
Yeah,
and I give you full immunity for, is there anything bad you'd like to say about Rob?
So I just have a question for you, Rob.
Go ahead.
When it comes to me being so boring of a person, what do you really know about me outside of the studio?
I don't. But exactly. I would think after two years, you might have brought some of it in.
No.
You don't ask about me. You don't really ask about what's going on in my life. I have things that are going on. I have a job outside of here. I have things that I want to do with my life, but it doesn't come up. So it's hard for me to really be such a boring person when you don't know me as a person.
Well, you know, I take that and I hold that close to my heart, but a less boring person would have talked about that to me.
What's the biggest thing that nobody would know about you, Dan O'Brien?
So coming up in June, there's this big race called the Tough Mudder. I did it last year, and I'm going to be doing it again. It's about 10 miles, it's about 20 obstacles, and it's one of the most physically challenging things I've ever done. It's one of the things that I'm most proud of doing because I didn't think I would be able to get through as much as I did. And so I'm really looking forward to meeting some old friends that I made there last year. I'm looking forward to making new friends this year, and I'm just really looking forward to having a great time with it.
I understand exactly what Rob says about the way he talks.
Yeah, I kind of heard it.
But I still love him. I love him.
That was an interesting topic. But here, let me pull the curtain back one more layer and say this. Pull the onion back one more layer and say this. The fact that you are doing that is interesting. But then you said, I'm looking forward to seeing some old friends and making some new ones. That's a rote sort of press release way to describe what's a pretty sizzling event. You didn't talk about, are you going to be running through mud?
Yeah, I'm going to be running through
and
mud.
And doing obstacles?
Okay, I did a poor description.
Hey, Dan, hold on a second. Dan, hold on. There, you know, we're going to go back to another intern, all right?
Okay.
An intern who was, you know, way, 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 way back and has been really more of a friend of the show than an intern. His name is Eric Zuland.
Yeah. Yes.
And after Rob just said that, Zoo would have a standard response for Rob Spiegel after that. Now, if you have followed the show and you're a student of the show's history, there's just a two-word response after he just criticized the way you said that. And you have my permission to do it now, and then maybe we can get off on a new foot here.
F*** you.
that's it.
And that's how we play it. Meet the interns.
Meet the interns. Dan, when you're getting your tough mutter, and by the way, that was something I did at American University. It had nothing to do with a race. But anyway.
But you did have to buy her three drinks.
Okay. You wrecked it. You wrecked it again. We have to take a break. We have news you may not need. Yes, what did you want to say?
I believe that we've come to a solid turning point in Dan O'Brien's internship.
I agree.
I'm excited about that. That's very, very exciting. I like Rob saying I agree.
I'm proud of you.
Look at Rob's face. Rob goes, I agree.
Mike?
I don't appreciate that.
A new horizon. A new horizon.
Yeah. Dan, piece of advice to you?
Yeah.
Just give Rob more crap.
I will not stop.
All right, very good. That's all.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Brien Show.
Hello, ladies. Does your man look like me? No. Does he sound like me? No. Could he be like me? Yes. If he started listening to TMOS every day and bought the bonus show, where you can listen to unlimited content about my travels, loves, dietary restrictions, and murderous plots against me involving chocolate cake, where you can learn, like nowhere else in the world, how to make cream-filled cannolis and serve them early in the morning to whoever he's with from the night before. So ladies, does your man want to be like me? You tell me. Ciao, belle.
Ciao, belle. Thank you. Got just intern heavy Monday. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mother's Day's this Sunday.
6 days away. So remember, a gift from Sherry's Berry shows your mamo that you put thought into her gift. Mom will love it, I swear. Right now, our listeners can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berry starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And this week only, when you double the berries for just $10 more, your gift will include
Sherry's Dip Caramel Pretzel Rod.
Yes!
Fresh, juicy strawberries. Andrea should be doing this commercial.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dipped in milk, dark and white chocolatey goodness, then topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature Swizzles chow powder.
You choose your guaranteed delivery date, and it's 100% guaranteed. There is only one way to get this amazing deal for Mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, when you double the berries for just $10 more this week, your gift will include an extra gift of dipped caramel pretzels that are phenomenal.
Yes.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. Hello.
Hello.
So visit berries.com today. That's berries.com. Then click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and enter the code TMOS. That's berries.com and the code TMOS. Hooray for mother. And seriously, don't forget her.
No, do it. Do it. All the moms in your life.
You have to be lucky to have her around. You know, I know this for a fact since mine, she's no longer here.
News!
Boo!
Bill Murray. I love Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of people love Bill Murray. He did it again. There's a great video that's floating around. I looked at it about 9 times today, but I wanted to tell you about it. Check it out. He recently helped a couple do their baby's gender reveal during a golf tournament he hosted. Now, the guy was the slicky boy. The guy looked like money.
Of course, shooter.
The guy looked like young money, but it still was cool because it's Bill Murray. They had a golf ball that would burst when it was hit, revealing either pink or blue powder.
Okay.
They didn't plan on Bill hitting it. He just happened to be there. Bill Murray.
He happens to be everywhere.
He just shows up. Yeah. You know, you can't get him if you're making a movie. You can't get him to call you back. He just happened to be there, agreed to do the honors. The powder was blue, by the way, so it's going to be a boy. The mother said that Bill told her it was his first gender reveal. Do you have the audio of that by any chance?
I don't. I don't have that.
We've got the audio. Maybe we can play it for you tomorrow. It's pretty, pretty funny. And Bill Murray just being a cool guy. That's all.
Where do you weigh in on these gender reveal things? Like where you cut into a cake or you pop a balloon or in this case hit a golf ball?
You know what? I
don't think it was a thing when we were having kids.
It wasn't a thing. No, it wasn't a thing.
I've been to a few of them. I would say two in the past, 4 or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's just another reason to get hammered,
I suppose.
Like at least for the dads.
Yeah, it's a party. You know? It's an excuse for a party. Yeah. It's celebrating life. I'm okay with it, but I never was involved in that. Everything seems to be, you know, when Halloween started to be a thing, that's when everybody wanted an excuse for a party, you know?
Yeah.
But look, Mike, 2 daughters, one son, you know, never had the formal gender revealed, but some of my other children around the country, you know, I've just gotten a legal representative contact. Anyway, even if you don't like the idea that they're remaking Pet Sematary, you can't argue with this. John Lithgow!
Oh! Ooh.
He's going to be playing Judd Crandall, the kindly old neighbor who introduces Dr. Lewis Creed to the evil Pet Sematary.
Oh, the Herman Munster part from the original movie. Yeah, Fred Gwynn played it.
Misguided attempt to help Creed's daughter deal with her grief over the death of her cat. I'd like to know where they're shooting it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's
they probably
own.
Aren't shooting it. Yeah, well, the Pet Sematary house I drive by near my home every day. I mean, it's up there.
Some people say that's how you keep strong.
It is.
He pulls his power from that.
It is a beautiful home.
Yeah.
It really is. It's
you
one of my favorite
me,
houses up there. And Judd was played by Fred Gwynn, as Rob mentioned, Herman Munster in the 1989 original. And it's probably already been done. I don't know if they've shot it yet. I'd love to find out if they're planning on doing it up in Maine like they did before. You know?
That would be cool.
It would be interesting. But it's a terrible movie. It really is.
Well,
it's
it was so hard for me. I went and saw it as part of, like, you know, when you're a freshman in high school and they have free movies on the quad every Friday night. So I went and saw it. It was relatively new then. And all I got thinking was the guy who played the lead played Elvis in a TV miniseries, so he has a passing resemblance to Elvis. I think his name was Dale Midkiff, maybe.
Yeah, and then, I don't remember.
And then Herman Munster is the other guy. So I'm just looking at, you know, people from TV that I can't not think it's Frankenstein and Elvis.
As a kid, it was terrifying. I don't remember it being bad. It was just scary.
It wasn't that scary, I don't think.
You know, there's so many Stephen King movies that have been made. One that I love is the original
Dead Zone with Christopher Walken and Martin Sheen. And I thought that was for a long time, that's been my favorite. What I like about remaking these Stephen King movies
is... It was great.
Yes.
It was great. CGI now... You can make them a little scarier, so that's that's why I would like
his imagination requires CGI at times.
Absolutely, so that's cool, and Lithgow's great. Yeah. Avengers: Infinity War made $112.5 million in its second weekend, which was more than enough to stay at number one. It's also the second biggest second weekend of all time, behind Star Wars. Who does these? It's the second biggest second weekend.
yeah.
Are there people just like crunching numbers all there?
Someone needs to buy four more tickets. And then we'll see.
The first Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Avengers also crossed the 1 billion mark worldwide faster than any movie ever. And Oscar gives it a huge thumbs up. He loved
it. Robert loved it, and he told me all the spoilers, so now I know.
Oh, nice.
All right, very good. I'll look forward to watching it on cable.
Good.
Do you shower every morning or every night? Or if you're like me... when you take your weekly shower, is it in the morning or at night? No, I'm kidding, of course. I have never been a nighttime showerer.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Carla does regularly. She does her showers at night. Apparently, there is actually a correct answer to whether you should shower in the morning or at night. You should be showering at night. That's what it's
really?
According to dermatologists, it's better for your skin. You sound like Tesh. According to dermatologists, it's better for your skin to shower after you've been sweating all day. And sleep experts say it also fits in better with your body's natural rhythms. And I'm going to talk like I'm an expert on everything, and that's going to be my format for the show. Even though this type of radio makes me want to put a shotgun in my mouth every day.
But what about the people that say you need the shower in the morning to like rejuvenate and wake up your skin? We always have stories about that, about showering in the morning.
That's why there's cocaine, Rob.
Of course.
I think the key element of this is the sweat, right? If you haven't had a busy day, then... What are you really washing off?
Yeah.
Cheetos?
Yeah, this is true. One more thing. According to a new poll, 61% of people say they shower at night.
61?
Versus 39% shower in the morning. These are the people that are out slaying the dragon. I mean, if you're getting up in D.C. Or Sacramento or, you know, in Las Vegas to slay the dragon at 6:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, I would say the shower the night before. Yeah. I think I might have done it when I was doing the morning thing. I might have.
Save you a little time,
Or you can do the junkies thing. Don't shower at night or in the morning. Just wear a hat. That's the way that
would go. A deodorizing hat.
A deodorizing hat and then sanitize your computer screen. Anyway, moving right along. And now a little something. There's a 26-year-old woman named Angelique Sanchez from Aurora, Colorado, and she was trying to get a job at a health clinic last week. She needed to take a drug test for the job, and apparently Angelique knew she'd fail, so she got her hands on someone else's number one.
Ah.
Someone else's pee, but she knew it had to be warm, or the testers would know she'd smuggle it in.
Sure.
So she took it to a 7-Eleven before her test to heat it up in their microwave.
Whoa.
And the good news is, yes, and it exploded.
Oh no!
So Angelique bolted, and the 7-Eleven clerk found a bunch of yellow liquid dripping from the microwave. He realized what it was, and he called the cops. They tracked Angelique down at her job interview down the street, and you know, and she won't be getting the job.
Of course not.
She was actually at the interview where they found her.
really?
She really could have handled the entire ruse a little bit better. But what I love about news you may not need, there's always a silver lining.
Oh, good.
Because now that particular Aurora, Colorado 7-Eleven is selling half-price frozen burritos for the next 2 weeks. Thank you. Yeah, this burrito doesn't taste quite right.
Think about the next time you hit the old 7-Eleven. Who preceded you?
That's good pee.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak, Dan O'Brien's best friend.
My buddy.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, everybody. On the next Political Persuasions, Rudy drops the bomb. The president gets his doctor angry. And can we be happy yet about the situation in North Korea? Oh, that and Chris Freitz talks about how important and powerful he is. That's coming up on the next Political Persuasions with Chris Freitz and Mike O'Mara on the More Network.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. So listen up. Just click Amazon's link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
When I was at the Capitals game this Saturday, there's always some guy with a cowbell, right? Shaking it, making noise. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the cowbell is sort of outmoded because it's hard to hold the little handle. So just for fun, I went to Amazon. Now they make cowbells with handles. Almost like a bicycle handle.
How about that?
And so you can be extra loud with this 10-inch steel cowbell that comes with a complimentary cowbell keychain. It's two treats in one. Right. So get those cowbells, folks.
That's exciting. Amazon really does have everything.
Not a bad gift.
Find the cowbell and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Get clicking, you Amazonians. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is May 7, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
He said get that cowbell and more.
And yes.
So much more.
And more.
Saturday Night Live had the most star-studded opening sketch I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, pretty spectacular.
It was great, but the highlight of it all, Stormy Daniels. What kind of world are we living in that the...
She gets a standing O cheer.
Yeah, know, and I mean, not only that, I mean, it's just... but anyway, here's Stormy's appearance on Saturday Night Live. Porn star.
This is Michael Cohen. Are you alone?
Ben Stiller.
Yes.
And what are you wearing?
Donald Trump. Played by Al Carter.
Okay, Michael. I can take it from here.
Okay, but as your attorney, I highly advise against you.
He hangs up on his
attorney.
What
up, girl?
Hello, Donald.
Come on, Stormy. Stop making such a big deal about this. Everyone knows it's just an act.
I work in adult films. We're not really known for our acting.
Just tell me, what do you need for this to all go away?
A resignation?
Yeah, right. Being president is like doing porn. Once you do it, it's hard to do anything else. I solved North and South Korea. Why can't I solve us?
Sorry, Donald, it's too late for that. I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a coming, baby.
I've never been so scared and so horny at the same time.
And then they both got to say live from New York on Saturday night. It was pretty
really
exciting to see.
Some of the better writing, was we're in porn, we don't act. That was
so
one
good.
Of the better lines. Yeah. So they crafted that one, and then it was Saturday Night Live. So
all the actors, name some.
Ben Stiller was in it. Martin Short played the doctor.
Oh, God. Martin Short
so great.
As the doctor. Unrecognizable.
I got him by the voice.
I'm sitting there going, I wish you'd played the Martin Short part of that because it was Martin Short. Oh, God.
He said,
can you play that tomorrow?
I'll bring it in tomorrow. It's fine.
Martin Short.
Yeah, he was so good.
He said, do you have any requests of records for patients that I have that you'd like to read? Just like, I can help you with pills. Hey, Mike, great. Congratulations on picking the winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, Justify.
Justify. Good
magic.
But I
didn't bet Justify.
No,
Baldoro.
Oh,
Baldero, who crapped out just like that thing in my driveway. It was just three for most of the race.
Thoroughbred, maybe a thoroughbred is what was in your driveway.
Not a finisher, unfortunately. But Justify, the favorite one. Nobody won any money, but a potential Triple Crown winner, which is always exciting.
And I was pleased that my pick Audible came in number three.
Cool.
So we actually, between the two of us, we had two of the
you and Al
three.
Roker picked the same horse.
Oh, did we really? That's kind of ruins it for me.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. And Justify had a good beginning. The expected pace setter Promises Fulfilled will go out to lead them. Justify is right after him, and Voltoro is close and just to the outside of them. Justify, a two-length lead as they come to the final 16th. Good Magic on the outside is second. Audible third toward the inside. Then it's still Regard. They're coming to the wire. He's just awesome. Justify has won the Kentucky Derby. It was very close for a second. Audible may have got there inside of Good Magic. Then it's still Regard in a final time of 2:04.20 seconds. He's still undefeated.
Great call. And a sloppy track. How sloppy was it by the time they actually ran the race? Because I didn't see it. I was on the road.
That was some sloppy track. Wild stuff. It was so sloppy.
How sloppy was it?
Dan O'Brien said he's going to meet some old friends.
Tough mutter.
He's one tough mutter.
Tough mutter.
Oh, good news. And when you really want press to go big, ABC let Luke Bryan tweet this. American Idol's coming back next year.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's guys. Luke here. And big news. American Idol is coming back for season 2. And it's all because of you guys, the music fans out there, for bringing it back. Thanks for tuning in this season. Keep voting on this season. And we're so excited we get year 2.
Year 2.
Yeah, okay.
Cheap what, television,
were you channeling
right?
Tom yeah. Gavin when you did that, Luke? Good Lord.
My problem with it now, they don't have anything constructive to tell any of the contestants. Because there were some really missteps last night. They had 7. They cut it down to 5. It was a Prince. Each one got 2 performances. A Prince song and a song from the year they were born. But everyone was just being praised by the judges. That show needs someone like Simon Cowell who can find flaw at that level because it's no fun.
It's a tough mutter, Rob.
It is a tough mutter. It really is.
It's very, very difficult.
And let us close with this. Tina Fey with David Letterman discussing whether or not she likes her name. The name Tina. Okay.
It's not too common a name. It is sort of like a prostitute name. If you ever see a character named Tina in a movie, it's not going to be a heart surgeon. It's going to be a prostitute. But hopefully I'm helping to change that perception.
Good luck with that. She is so naturally funny. She can't help it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody, you tough mutters.
Thank you very much. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Stewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.